you want to stir up people's emotions, start preaching against people's denominations. That's what Stephen was doing. He's telling them all your heritage in Abraham didn't amount to a hill of beans other than just fodder for the fire. Your profession is nothing. It says here they heard these things. You have to go back and look at the entire message that we saw last time, how that Abraham, whom they claimed to be their father, was so physically, and yet, what did Stephen make plain to him? That God called him when he was still uncircumcised. You want to get a Jew mad, tell him that circumcision doesn't mean anything. There's some people today that believe that unless you've made your little profession of faith, that you can't be saved. They base it on a man's profession of faith. Try telling them that that doesn't mean anything. That if any are the Lord's, the Lord will call them without requiring their little profession first. It's the Lord that draws them. Or those that believe you can't be saved unless you're baptized. There's a whole group like that. Try telling them that baptism doesn't save. You'll get them upset. Because that's what they believe. Or how that the law that was given to Moses could not save. It was never given to save. Try telling that to people that have built their entire hope on how they're doing with the Ten Commandments. And even have the Ten Commandments on a little sign out in their front yard. In our neighborhood where I walk sometimes, that was a fad for a while. I wanted to go up and ring the doorbell and ask them, why are you putting out in your front yard the charges against you? What charges? That's what they are. It's what condemns. It's never given to save. Or try telling people like Stephen did that that temple didn't matter. That God didn't dwell in temples made with hands. It was only built as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says there in verse 3, she cried at the gates. The gates, whether it be of the temple or the gates of the city, these are places where jurisdictions took place. In other words, courts. These are places where matters were settled. And people met to have heard their complaints legally. But even there, where men are judges and judging cases, wisdom cries in the gates. Because that's true wisdom. You can have all the natural wisdom in the world and miss Christ. But oh, to be there where Christ, even in the gates, where men are put in positions of authority to judge other men, and yet how he brings low, how he lays low those that he's purposed to save. So this is why the wisdom of God is to be proclaimed, because men are dead in the darkness of their hearts. They otherwise would not hear, would not know, were it not for God purposing that this be set forth. Nathan said, my Lord, O King, as thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne, for he is gone down this day. This is the third time this is mentioned. Has slain oxen, and fat cattle, and sheep in abundance, and have called all the king's sons, and captains of the host, and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, God save King Adonijah. God has no rivals. He's placed his king on his holy hill. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. There's a lot of parallels here with Christ. Many people offer sacrifices as if they're in communion with God. Yet they're God haters because they won't have his son to reign. People have a Jesus, but that's not the Lord Jesus.